Middays with Mason on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, it's Mason on The Beat. I've been thinking about pet owners and how they speak to their dogs. You know, a lot of people use this weird baby voice. A baby voice for a dog doesn't make sense to me, but my friend John, he actually speaks to his dog in German. He gives his dog all these German commands, and his dog knows exactly what he's saying. So I don't know, maybe German's the right way to speak to your dog. What do you think? How do you speak to your pet? Do you use a weird voice, Brianna?
Yes.
How do you talk to him? Can you give us an example?
Oh, this is so cute. Oh, I love her.
That's how you do it? You just draw everything out?
Yeah.
Does your dog understand that?
Oh, yeah, she does. She especially loves it when I tell her, oh, her wants a treat. Oh, her wants a treat.
Who doesn't want a treat, though? I'd be okay if you did that to me. Does everybody talk to their pets in, like, a weird voice, or do you use your normal voice? Sarah, which one do you use?
I have two pit bulls, and they're huge, and I'm always going, oh, my pookie, pookie, pookie. And, you know, my friends are all looking at me dumb and stuff, but, you know, they're my babies.
Yeah, they're your little fur babies. How else are you supposed to talk to them?
Oh, my pookie, pookie, pookies, are you hungry?
Okay, you should probably save it for your puppies. I am taking a poll. I want to know whether or not you speak to your pets in a normal voice or you use some weird voice that, you know, only your pets will understand. Jessica, what about you?
So we have four ducks. One of the ducks, his name is Donald.
Ooh, I like that.
And I literally pick him up and I go, oh, he's my little boy. Who's my little pretty boy? And he loves it and he quacks at me and then he wants down. So I talk to my ducks in a baby voice.
I'm Mason on The Beat. You can catch me weekdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on 92.9 The Beat.
Middays with Mason on 92.9 The Beat.